Good evening, Eagle fans, and welcome to another installment of CSC Basketball Off the Bench, our radio rebroadcast of Shadron State Hoops. This is the Northwest Ice Center pregame focus. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State is spending this weekend at home because of COVID-19 concerns. The Eagles were scheduled to face Western Colorado in Gunnison on the back end of a doubleheader with Fort Lewis Friday, but instead the teams await to make their season debuts next week with the Westminster Griffins and Colorado Mesa Mavericks coming to the Rock. In the absence of live action tonight, we are digging into the archives for the best CSC basketball performances over the last several years to enjoy those great moments, those big wins, nail-biting finishes, and unforgettable performances by the men and the ladies wearing the CSC uniform. We began with the men's upset at Fort Lewis last January on Friday night. And tonight, we tip off the CSC women's off-the-bench season with an Eagle overtime victory that helped the team stay in the hunt for the RMAC playoffs in 2017. New Mexico Highlands was a team struggling, but they came to Chicoine Center determined to pull off an upset, and nearly did. CSC had to rally back and got a big boost from star guards Callie Feddersen and Letty Rodriguez. Let's get you to tip off right after this from the Shadron Lumber Company broadcast booth, set up in my home studio in the shadows of the Chicoine Center in Shadron tonight. This is CSC Women's Basketball Off the Bench on the Platte Valley Bank CSC Sports Network.
There's no doubt that 2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but there is one thing that is certain. Our patients have supported us through thick and thin, and for that we are grateful. Hi, this is Dr. Devin Davis from the Northwest Eye Center in Shadron. Small business is the lifeblood of our rural communities, and they depend on each and every one of you for support, especially through difficult times. Please make it a priority to shop locally this Christmas and show the small business owner how much you appreciate them. And I hope you will remember us the next time you need a new pair of glasses or eye examination. The Northwest Eye Center, 139 West 3rd in Shadron.
Let's go back courtside with more Shadron State basketball and voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins on Double Q Country.
Welcome back to the Chicoine Center, where the Shadron State Lady Eagles are getting set to take on the New Mexico Highlands Cowgirls. Eagles are 5-12, 5-9 in conference play. And tonight's Coach Janet Raymer's team starts Callie Feddersen, a 5'8" junior guard number 4 out of Rollins. Last night, Callie went for 15 points, had 8 rebounds as well in the game against CSU Pueblo. Erin Graham is a 5'5" senior. She's wearing number 5. Erin, 12.3 scoring per ball game, just under Callie Feddersen for number 2 on the team. Callie at 14.5 points. Last night, Erin played a little less than usual, 27 minutes, had 7 points, but struggled shooting 1-for-7 from 3, and she turned it over 7 times, looking for an improvement here tonight from Erin Graham. Letty Rodriguez, a 5'6" junior, number 10. She's a guard from New Mexico, transfer out of Northwest Kansas Tech. She is starting her 18th game. 7.1 in the points column for Letty Rodriguez. She didn't get a whole lot of opportunities last night, just took 5 shots, was 1-of-5. She grabbed 5 rebounds, but was held to 2 points after having been a big scorer the last 4 or 5 games. Havana Nguyen's, a guard out of Mitchell, Nebraska, is a 5'7" senior, number 11, 5.4 points a game for Nguyen's. She has hit 22 three-pointers on the year. Last night was 0-for-4 from 3, played less minutes than usual as well, about 7 below her normal 29. Kendra Bacham, a forward out of Colorado Springs. She's a transfer from McCook Community College. Bacham's number 33, a 6'4" junior, 3.9 scoring, 5 rebounds a game, played 32 minutes plus 10. So a shuffling in the lineup last night for Coach Janet Raymer, getting more time for Kendra Bacham, and she had 6 points, 5 rebounds, and made half of her shots, 3 out of 6. Highlands is 2-15. And 1-13 as they come into this one in conference play. Highlands has lost 13 games in a row, and yesterday just blasted at Regis, 77-46. Highlands 1-6 away from their home gym back in Las Vegas, New Mexico. We'll introduce you to the New Mexico Highland Cowgirl lineup here in just a moment, but first another timeout, and then your starters for Highlands, plus your tip-off right here on Double Q Country.
Come on over to Happy Hour. Nah, not that kind of happy hour. It's Big Bat's happy hour every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. And it's a great time to save big on gas. During happy hour, Big Bat's takes 5 cents a gallon off the lowest cash price in Shadron. And you can save an additional 10 cents a gallon when you buy a $10 premium car wash. Roll in, fill up, and save. It's happy hour Tuesdays 4 to 6 at Big Bats.
Must pay inside the store by cash or check to receive gas discount.
Welcome back to the Northwest Eye Center pregame focus for game notes and storylines leading up to tip-off. You're courtside and live with us from the CSE broadcast deck built by Shadron Lumber Company on Double Q Country.
It is our favorite night of the week. That is Shadron State College game night, and the Lady Eagles are about to be introduced to us here on the Chicoine Center floor. We've talked about the Eagles. We got to talk about the Cowgirls to start this one off and see what CSC is going to face today. Interim head coach Joseph Anders in his first year as the interim coach for New Mexico Highlands. He's been coaching for 31 years. He's got a nice resume as well. Last four seasons, he was an assistant with the New Mexico Lobos in the Mountain West, and he's been the interim head coach at Arizona State in 2011 and 2012. He coached men's basketball at Cal State Sacramento, so a couple of D1 schools on Coach Anders' resume as they try to turn the Highlands program around. Kalen Schaefer's a guard out of Phoenix, a 5'8 junior wearing double zero, 7.8 scoring, 4 rebounds a game for Schaefer. Brianna Fribble's a guard out of Rio Rancho, New Mexico, a 5'10 sophomore, number 10, 6.5 points per game, shooting just 31%, though a little bit of a struggle for Fribble from the floor. R.A. Baca, a forward out of Albuquerque, 5'10", freshman, number 21, 9.4 scoring, 4 rebounds a game, had 20 points in the Highlands win over Adams State. Juliana Grulet, a guard out of Albuquerque, is a 5'10 freshman as well, number 24. You'll notice the youth along this Highlands Cowgirls Club. 6 points, couple assists a game for Grulet. And Ina Valencia, 5'7", sophomore guard out of Pecos, New Mexico. Valencia, 6 points per ball game, shoots 32% from 3, had 2 trays last night for Highlands. The center court circle occupied on top of the Eagle logo with Kendra Balcom to jump it up for Shadron State. Official walks it in there, and Balcom will slap it into the front court. Grabbed by Keely Pierce before going out of bounds. CSC will have the opening possession of the game, and Keely will rifle up a quick 3. Goes off the side of the rim, and the rebound taken from Kendra Balcom. An empty possession on an inside jumper by Highlands. The rebound to Shadron State as Schaefer missed the first Cowgirl shot. No score, 35 seconds into the game. Eagles will go right to left here in half number one in the bright white home uniforms. Eagles on the front side, numbers on front and back. All of that is in maroon, outlined in black. Balcom, nice snap pass inside. Underneath the defense is Letty Rodriguez, knocked down, missed the shot, no foul. Pierce trying to track down the rebound on the baseline, and she can't quite come up there with it. 9:08 to play here in quarter number one, as we still sit scoreless between Highlands and Shadron State. Assignments for victory for Shadron State: win the turnover battle and the free throw line as well. Highlands, the number 11 team in shooting free throws, the Eagles' fifth best league-wide those rankings. So if the Eagles can get to the foul line, hit those free throws, be a big advantage for them. A long jumper by Schaefer, no good. Offensive rebound, Highlands in the corner. They'll whip the ball around to the far wing. We're still scoreless. A minute, 10 seconds in. Valencia will hit Schaefer with the ball. The foul line, she looks for a teammate, finds one, and now it's snapped over to the wing for a 3 that is on line, and it is perfect from Juliana Grulet. She hit 2 of them at Regis last night. That's her 19th of the year, and Highlands takes the first lead on the West Coast scoreboard tonight, 3-0 Cowgirls. Quick answer on the other side, missed jumper by Havana Nuens, and a rebound by Highlands underneath with Valencia. She'll pass the ball out to Ari Baca, and Highlands will walk it forward. Second assignment to victory, breakout early. A big start could lead to a big victory. A team that comes in 2-15 on the road. Sometimes you get on them early, and it's lights out early. So far, Shadron State has not been able to do that. A minute 55 into the ballgame, Highlands leading 3-0. Here's a 3 in the corner, and so Shadron State wanting to get out to an early start. Valencia, though, makes it 6-0. Highlands with 7:55 to go. Eagles kind of regroup a little bit here through the first couple of minutes of first quarter action. Pierce sends a pass to Balcom on the right. Rodriguez, now to Feddersen. Feddersen will take a few dribbles, now give it inside to Rodriguez, got behind two defenders, goes in on the left and couldn't hit the layup but did get fouled. And a couple of free throws upcoming now for Letty Rodriguez. She's got her right hand and right finger bandaged up pretty good, maybe a jam job or something on that finger. And she'll fire away the free throw up and in. Didn't look like it affected that foul shot one bit for Rodriguez. Eagles on the board now, 6-1. And the next free throw upcoming for Rodriguez. She got them both. Morgan Godinet committed the first foul for New Mexico Highlands. Rodriguez comes out, and Kyla Collins coming in, playing her 18th game, has come off the bench off of all but one game. She's from Illinois and scores 11.5 to 12 points per game. Kyla Collins with 15 last night against the number 4 CSU Pueblo Thunderwolf women. 6-2 Cowgirls, 7.5 to play here in the First National Bank of Shadron first quarter. Driving in on Balcom, Kendra gets a block shot on Ari Baca. Starts a breakout for CSE. Pierce, 30-foot pass ahead. Layup, Collins no good. Defended on the inside by Schaefer. Now a run out for Highlands. Valencia at the timeline. Valencia at the elbow. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Looks for a teammate. Finds one on the wing. Now it's a straightaway pass for three. Down it goes. Kaylin Schaefer and the New Mexico Highlands Lady Cowgirls are 3-for-3 from downtown. It's 9-2 Highlands, a hot start here on the road. Pedersen working the offensive dribble left side. Got a screen, maybe taking a three. Yes, it's on the way up. Going to miss, though. Rebound tumbling to the far corner. Untouched. Out of bounds off the miss. And Coach Janet Raymer, you could probably hear, wants a timeout in the crowd. Mike, we'll take a break. Eagles looking to regroup down 9-2 early on the West Coast scoreboard. You're listening to Shadron State Women's Basketball on WQ Country.
You chose your home and car for a reason. They were the right fit for you. So why not make sure your insurance is the right fit too? Here's the deal. At State Farm, you can combine home and auto and save an average of $889. Talk to a State Farm agent to get the right home and auto coverage at the right price for you.
To combine and save in Shadron, call State Farm agent Randy Bauer.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Listen worldwide to Shadron State Hoops on PanhandlePost.com. Now back to the game with Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, on Double Q Country.
Shadron State starting the game 0-for-5, shooting the basketball. Highlands hot, 3-for-3 from downtown, 9-2. Cowgirls, 6.5 to go here in quarter number one. And Highlands offensively with Valencia dribbling the basketball around the circle at the top of the key. Pulls up long two, lips off the rim. Rebound, Kyla Collins. And Shadron State will take it down the floor right to left with Collins running on the wing, receiving the lob pass from Pedersen. Fell down, splitting defenders, lost the ball off of her shoe. Might have touched a Highlands player on the way out. Going to see changes here for Highlands as Jacinda Woodruff, a guard out of El Paso. She's a 5'5 senior, comes in. And Mele Tupuata is in as well. Tupuata, a forward out of Oakland, 5'10 junior. 4 points a game for Tupuata. Malcolm throws a bad pass to the wide side of the floor. Kind of lazy, almost stolen away by Woodruff with that aggressive hand to get in there defensively. Now it's into Collins from Pedersen. Fakes one way, goes the other, uses the one hand to push it up and through. 5:54 to play in the opening quarter. And Shadron State, with its first basket of the game, started the ball game 0-for-5. And Collins puts one in. 9-4 with 5:44 to go in the First National Bank of Shadron first quarter. Ball is sent by Schaefer to the left side. Gets it right back. Working it into the key. Steps through. Off the backboard. Missed it. Rebound, Callie Pedersen. And down the floor come the Eagles. They want to push here. Picked up by Valencia. Correction, that's Woodruff. Now comes to the left side. Woodruff stays with her. Collins in the lane, working on her defender. Takes it in with the left hand. The floater wouldn't go. Rebounded by Tupuata. Down the far sideline. Schaefer already in the front court. Highlands can get it up the floor a little quick here in the transition game. Eagles defending with Pedersen on the outside. Balcom is on Schaefer on the outside. Man-to-man look here by Shadron State defensively. They play a lot of zone that looks like man at times. Driving right side, backboard shot won't fall. Rebound by Keely Pierce. Highlands is starting to miss a few of them. Got to cash these in. Newens will catch and release. The three-pointer goes down. Havana Newens, 23rd three of the year. The assist to Callie Pedersen, who cut right by her, scooped it to Havana. Got a wide-open triple. Now we got a ball game. Highlands 9, Eagles 7. 4:40 to go here in the FNB Shadron first quarter. Ball's at the end of the circle with Tupuata. Tupuata wants to drive left. Collins in front of her. Collins will commit the foul to stop the drive on the left low block. First foul on Collins. Note tonight for the Cowgirls, one of their best players, Kaylani Mayava, a 6-foot sophomore. She is not playing tonight. She was concussed and has not been cleared yet to play. I talked to her before the ball game, and she just said she's just not been cleared yet. She was out there kind of in warm-ups. not jerseyed up, but in the shooting attire, and hanging with her teammates, being a part of things as Collins tries to steal the ball, knocks it out of bounds. But Nomayava, she scores almost 14 a game, and she gets 6 rebounds per ball game, too. But didn't play last night, will not play tonight. So that's a bonus for Shadron State. 4:31 to go here in the first, and with the deflection out of play, they'll set the shot clock down a second at 29. Officials, a brief conversation. Everything sounds okay now. Schaefer will get it checked in for New Mexico. Highlands on the wide sideline. Bounced into half court. Man-to-man Eagle defense here with Nguyen's guarding Woodruff. They get the ball to Tupuana. Front rim missed it from 15 feet. Nguyen's rebound. Over the top pass. Feddersen thinking to the basket the entire way. Missed the runner. And the foul on the rebound by Kyla Collins. Looked like Feddersen, she'd made up her mind quick that she wanted to attack at the basket from the wide side. And Kyla Collins commits her second quick one here, and she's going to stay in for right now. Letty Rodriguez now will come off the bench, I would presume, for Kyla with those two quick fouls. Ball's in between the volleyball spiking line and the circle. Passed into the corner. Highlands hot from three. They missed their first one there of the night from the corner. It starts a run out here with Feddersen right down the center of the court. Gives it to Aaron Graham, and Aaron's going to hit a jumper on the left side. Aaron Graham hits the J, and we're tied 9-9. Shadron State on a nice run here. 7-0 run by the Eagles to equal things up here after falling behind 9-2 via the Highlands' three-point shots from the outside. Schaefer will pass it, and it's almost stolen away. Some trouble as two Highlands players went for that pass, dribbling to the left, driving in, looking into the lane. Baca can't score. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tupuwata, and she gets fouled on the putback score. Callie Feddersen commits the personal. That is Callie's first, and it's the Eagles' third here in the first quarter. 3:24 to go, 11-9 Cowgirls. First National Bank proud to support Shadron State College Athletics. Are you overwhelmed with paper? Start receiving your monthly statement through email with First National's My Statement. It's convenient, it's secure, and it's free. First National Bank, a winning tradition since 1887, located in historic downtown Shadron, and at fnbforme.com. Foul shot is good to finish up the three-point play, and it's 12-9 Cowgirls at the 3:24 mark. Here in the opening quarter today, one final in, Colorado Mesa, number 4 team in the standings, winning at South Dakota Mines, number 9 in the RMAC, 59-58. Great game in Rapid City, it sounds like today. Mesa, the first final of the day. Ball entered to Metzger, throws it out to the wing for Graham, and as she was cutting, pass was to where Graham was. Those two not on the same page, and the pass went off of Graham's hand and out of play. Eagles turn it over for the first time, as well, second time, actually, today. Two turnovers. Highlands has yet to turn the basketball over. They normally do that 17 times a game. Doing a good job here in the first quarter on the road to take care of the basketball. Baca passes it away. Now it's left for Valencia. Havana Nguyen's defending her as the Eagles stay in the man-to-man. Tupuwata rises up, shoots over the top of Rodriguez in the key, and it's no good. Another rebound for Callie Feddersen. That's her third of the ball game. Callie will drive to the right. Throw it across the lane. Finds a wide-open Letty. Shot's no good. Rebound handled by Highlands. Tupuwata racing down the floor. Eagles look a little bit tired. Highlands does as well. Been kind of a fast-paced first quarter. And setting her feet, but a little bit too much. Valencia took three steps to get set up for that three-point try. It didn't go. Officials saw it, and Valencia turned back and knew it right away as she looked at the bench after the turnover. 12-9, 2:29 here in quarter one. Aaron Graham and Callie Feddersen, the backcourt. Rodriguez going to play down on the low block here in the offense. Coming up to screen now against with Nguyen's out there looking for a open three. Got it, but missed bad. Rebound rolls along the floor out to Feddersen. Quickly in a Metzger turnaround jumper. Misses. Rebound handled by Highlands with Tupuwata. Had 9 boards last night for Highlands. And a timeout called by New Mexico Highlands with 2:04 to play here in the first. You're listening to Shadron State Women's Basketball on Double Q Country, 12-9.
Chuck Warford's Decorating Center, where the savings are piling up. Mohawk and Southwind carpets are on sale, including the Mohawk Color Max, made with new revolutionary color blending technology to enhance color clarity. Or save with Charquette sheet vinyl in multiple styles with many color options to suit your home. Now is the time to shop small and shop local to get great deals while updating your home with the professionals at Morford's Decorating Center, 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron.
Now back to the CSC broadcast deck built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle basketball on Double Q Country.
No changes in the Eagle lineup out of the Highlands timeout. Highlands going to go with Tupuwana and Woodruff in their backcourt. Valencia stays in on the left side. Baca's going to be in the paint. In the far corner is Grulay, looking maybe for a three. Going to keep it up top with Valencia, who she'll try a three. And Valencia sticks it from foot or two behind the arc. She's got two threes, 6 points now, leading score for New Mexico Highlands. And their lead jumps up 15-9 on the West Coast scoreboard. Highlands the advantage. Callie Feddersen against the Highlands man-to-man. Gives it to Graham. Spins against Valencia, who went the wrong way defensively, but Graham shoots an air ball. And it'll be Highlands basketball. Minute and a half to go here in the opening quarter. Highlands with a bit of a stunner here to start thus far with a six-point lead. It's been a first quarter with runs. Seven-point run by Shadron State. Six-point run twice by New Mexico Highlands here in the opening quarter. They're looking to make it a nine-point run. Will not. Grulay misses a deep corner three. Feddersen, another rebound. She's got to have four or five now in the first quarter. Feddersen will dribble it all the way up into the front court. Officially, Feddersen with four boards in the opening quarter. Here's Rodriguez. Nice step through using the high part of the backcourt for the bucket. Letty Rodriguez for two, her first basket of the weekend. And it's 15-11. New Mexico Highlands with the lead on the West Coast scoreboard. Ball is thrown to Woodruff in between the logo and the top of the key. In the corner now, driving, kicking. Valencia gets the ball away to Bakken. Now in the lane to Puada's leaner. Won't go. An offensive rebound put back up and good by Ari Baca. Nobody there to box out Baca. And it's 17-11. Cowgirls by six with 30 seconds to play first quarter. Left side free throw line extended. Feddersen takes it in a couple of steps. Finds Rodriguez looking for three. That's not going to go. Wide open try. 17 seconds for the Highlands offensively with Valencia getting the ball away on the wing. Newen's going to come and defend. Ball's entered to Baca. Takes a dribble. Tries to pull up in the lane. Did. Metzger challenges the shot and gets the defensive rebound. 2 seconds. Graham, long pass ahead. 1 second. Throws it through the hands of Newen's as the time expires in the opening quarter. After one, Cowgirls 17, Shadron State 11. You're listening to women's basketball on Double Q Country.
CSC Basketball is proudly presented by First National Bank North Platte, the bank you call first.
Second quarter underway here at the Chicoine Center. Quick shot on the right, little block. That's in and good for Valencia. And New Mexico Highlands leads 19-11. Valencia with 8 points, and that leads New Mexico Highlands. Both teams have shot pretty cold overall. 32% for Highlands, 27% through the first quarter for Shadron State. Highlands, though, was really hot after the first quarter, during the first quarter from three. Three out of three to start the ball game before they missed a few. 9:12 to go, 8 on the shot clock, driving Rodriguez, and a shot won't fall from the middle of the paint. 9:05 to go in the second quarter, and Highlands will walk the ball ahead, calling out things, Woodruff yelling the play. Passes to Valencia with Erin Graham guarding her. Man-to-man defense continues here for the Eagles. Ball is straight away with Morgan Godinette, a forward out of Manhattan, Kansas, K-State territory. And Highlands in those K-State style colors tonight, that deep, dark purple, white, and silver. Long three, Valencia, no good. Rebound, Feddersen. Oh, goodness, Feddersen for Newens. And Newens had to go off her hands. There was nobody there but Feddersen and Newens. Feddersen was kind of falling out of play. Newens just had it roll off her hands. And ouch, bad turnover for Shadron State. That's the fourth for them here in the first half. 19-11. 8:39 to play here in the second quarters. Kaylin Schaefer will return for Highlands. They'll inbound in the offensive end here with Grulay. Grulay finds Woodruff, and they enter it right away to Baca, who gets called for a travel, trying to drive to the left side of Kendra Bacham. 8.5 to go here in the quarter. Shadron State 25%, 4-16 in this ballgame. Nobody's hit more than one bucket for the Eagles. Need someone to catch fire here and spark them up in this second quarter. Rodriguez, a 360 spin, got fouled by Godinette. And free throws on the way for Letty Rodriguez. You know, last night Rodriguez didn't score in the game. She finished 1-for-5 from the floor, and that's where she is right now, 1-for-5. Really an aggressive offensive game plan tonight for Coach Raymer for Letty Rodriguez, and she puts the first free throw up and good. She is 3-for-3 tonight from the foul line. Back in for Highlands is Tupuwata. And Rodriguez will have a second foul shot to make this a 19-13 game if it goes. Arcs it up there really high and right through for Letty Rodriguez. Nice job shooting the free throws here in the first half for the transfer out of Northwest Kansas Tech. 8:17 to go in the second quarter. 19-13, 6-point lead on the West Coast scoreboard in favor of Highlands. Ball is dribbled to the left side with Grulé. In the corner, Schaefer loads it inside. Pass is thrown away. Too far out of the reach for the big forward underneath. It'll be Eagle basketball. And no defensive pressure here by New Mexico Highlands. They'll go man-to-man straight up just like Chadron State here in this first half. Keeley Pierce for Graham on the three-point line to Balcom. Sent the ball out to the corner with Callie Feddersen. Dribbles, now starts to sprint into the lane. Runner won't go. Rebound Feddersen, putting it back up there. And Callie Feddersen with a basket, and she got fouled. Chance for the old-fashioned three. 7:46 left in the second, 19-15. And the Eagles a chance to make it 16 after the foul. Free throw is up and good. Whistle is on Ari Baca, her first. And the second on the Cowgirls here in the second quarter. Looks like a timeout called here by the officials. We've got something going on with one of the Highlands players, Valencia, jogging over. She's got a cut on her right arm or right wrist, it looks like. She'll check out. And it's going to be Woodruff instead, 22, not 12. Valencia coming back onto the floor. And Highlands will check it in with Grulé. Meanwhile, they'll take the cut player down to the trainer's table at the side of the Highlands bench, get her wrapped up, and then they'll try to get her back into the ballgame as Valencia will scoop it to Grulé in the right corner. Grulé will take it to the left, fire up a three. It's going to bang off the iron, and the rebound to Aaron Grant. Chadron State a chance to tie it here in the possession. 7:22 to go here in the second quarter. Highlands has owned the game early, but the Eagles try to tie it up with another run. Been a game of runs here in the first half. Balcom down to Letty, outside to Grant, drives, kicks. Letty setting the feet, shuffled the feet, going to the right side looking for a shot, and called for traveling. Chadron State's sixth turnover. Javiana Nguyens will check in. Rodriguez will get coached up here on the bench with Janet Raymer visiting with her. And Highlands again will face this Eagle man. Taking the ball left is Grulé. A lot of cutting in the lane here for Highlands. Schaefer will zip out to the top of the key. Pass thrown off for fingertips, but Valencia is there to get it before it went out of bounds. Inside, Tupuwata. No good from six. Rebounded by Schaefer. Knotted up with Balcom and a whistle. Have a tie-up in the possession arrow is going to keep it with New Mexico Highlands. 6:48 to play in quarter two. Officials want to have a visit, and they're going to buzz him over for a second. Actually, the possession arrow had not been flipped from the last time, so they will award the ball to Chadron State. Eagles catch a bit of a break there. 19-16 Cowgirls, 6:48 to go here in quarter number two. As Chadron State in a fight with this one again. Adams State 2 earlier this year. Remember, they were last in the conference. Looked like a very winnable, easy game. They led for three quarters, and Chadron State had to take that one in the fourth. This one might be a little tougher than initially thought as well. Graham's drive is not going to count. It's not going to go. She falls down, missed it. Valencia into the front court for Highlands. Throws the ball straight away. Brulé taking it left. She'll stop, turn, and pass to Schaefer. Schaefer with Graham defending. Now it's Valencia here on the near side, and Valencia lobs it in. They're trying to work the inside game. Tupuwata, no good. Rebound rolls off of Balcom. There's Feddersen with another one. She's got eight rebounds in the first half. Callie Feddersen does. Callie to the right side, driving it in, under the basket. Finds Savannah Nguyen's in the corner, launches a three. Curls off the iron, no good. Rebound Tupuwata. Tupuwata will halt and find a guard. Chadron State trails 19-16 on the West Coast scoreboard here in quarter number two. Valencia on the right side for Highlands. She's got 2 3-pointers. Elects to pass it inside for Baca this time. Throws it up kind of awkwardly. It nubs off the back of the rim and drops on through. Highlands 21, Chadron State 16. 5:40 to go in quarter two. Keely Pierce, high right. Give and go with Feddersen underneath. And Callie made the basket, but a whistle inside. She traveled apparently before getting that shot up and through. Highlands will make another change with Godnett returning. leaving the ball game will be Ari Baca. So they don't really give up any height there. Highlands has height. 5'10", 5'10", 5'10", with sophomore, freshman in their traditional lineup. Down on the low block, outside, dribbling in, driving, flipping it up. Valencia's going to score. And Highlands, with 5:16 left, taking a 23-16 lead. New Mexico Highlands. Ball is down inside with Collins. There's a nice answer for Kyla on the right low block. Fires the ball off the backboard and scores. 5:07 to go. She got fouled for a chance at a three-point play as well. Tupuana commits the foul. Kyla Collins' second basket tonight. Tupuana's first personal foul. So Kyla at the free throw line, where she shoots about even, 56%, make one, miss one on a trip. This time it's up. Oh, it rattled four times and bounced out of there. No good. Highlands rebound, Tupuana for New Mexico Highlands. Grule calling the play out as she crosses the diviner, now in front of the Shadron State sideline. 4:56 to play here in the opening half. Schaefer's got the ball. Bluff pass left. Comes back straight away with it. Now they enter it, trying to find their big inside. Kyla Collins nearly came away with a steal, but Tupuana chased it down. Throws it across the length of the floor. Driving in is Schaefer. And a foul. 4:41 left here in the first half. This foul's on Keely Pierce. The official grabs the wrist. And we're going to have a media timeout. 23-18, Cowgirls by 5. 4:41 to play. This is Shadron State Women's Basketball on 97.5.
Wow, this is exciting. Really exciting. If you're listening to this, know that with a Culligan water system, you could be giving your family cleaner, softer, tastier water that means better, more delicious water flowing through your home into your pets' water bowls, your food, and your people. Culligan drinking water systems purify water of impurities and can remove nitrates, arsenic, manganese, plus many more. Call Culligan Water or stop by to see how they can help you.
Let's go back courtside with more Shadron State basketball and voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, on Double Q Country.
Highlands to throw the ball in underneath their offensive goal. Highlands with 4 3-pointers. Shadron State with just one here in the first half. 4:40 to play. Highlands has the lead, 23-18 over the Lady Eagles. Ball's on the baseline. Kendra Balcom is defending, and it's dribbled back out by Godnet. She'll loft it in. There's Collins again, getting those hands up in the way. Kyla Collins, this time she's able to keep the basketball in CSC's possession for the takeaway. See if the Eagles can find a spark here in the second half of this second quarter. Nice roll to the basket. Feddersen hits Balcom, missed the layup. Got the offensive rebound, back up strongly for Kendra Balcom. 4:13 to go as Balcom's got her first basket in the ball game. And at 4:08, Eagles looking for defense. There it is. Keely Pierce reaches out of the top of the key, has a steal. One-on-one with Schaefer, and Keely Pierce will take it the distance for two. 23-22. Eagles with a little spurt here to get back within one. It's a 6-0 run for Shadron State. Their points have come in bunches tonight in runs. Not a lot of back and forth in this game. Highlands getting up. Shadron State coming back. Now let's see if they can maintain it as a triple team defensively comes on the low block. Aaron Graham gets knocked over. Offensive foul on Tupuana. And some energy now on this Eagles side. It's pajama day or pajama night here at the Chicoine Center. Eagles came out a little sleepy, not in pajamas, in their jerseys, but playing like they weren't quite ready maybe for the start of this one. They have woken up now, 23-22, and a full timeout. Highlands wants to talk it over. 1-point game, 3:42 to play. This is Shadron State Women's Basketball.
Need an extra boost this holiday season? Shadron Federal Credit Union is running a Christmas loan special now until January. Receive a loan up to $1,000. Have peace of mind with payments starting in January and receive a 2% discount on qualified rates. Visit shadronfcu.org for a full list of details and to fill out your loan application. All loans are subject to credit approval. Shadron Federal Credit Union, where members mean more than money.
Live at the Shadron Lumber Company broadcast deck courtside, we return for more CSC Hoops on Double Q Country.
Highlands setting up a 1-3-1 full court press out of its timeout. Shadron State says that's fine, we'll get right through it. But now a traveling call on Aaron Graham in the front court after they were trying to set up the offense. 3:30 to go, first half, one-point game. You're listening to Shadron State College Basketball on WQ Country, KQSK Shadron, and on your mobile device, PanhandlePost.com. So happy you're with us today. 6 o'clock here in Shadron and across our mountain time zone as Valencia will line three. It's going to rattle in and out, no good. Rebound, Keely Pierce. Keely at the divider. They get it in the front court fast. Looks like the Eagles really want to play tempo ball here today against Highlands. Aaron Graham will walk it to the left. 19 on the shot clock. 3 minutes now on the game clock before halftime. Collins makes a move in the lane. Made the basket, but it'll come off for traveling. 8 turnovers for Shadron State. Highlands has turned it over 6 times. Some of the other stats. Shadron State with 6 bench points to the Highlands 3. Eagles with 9 points off of Highlands turnovers. Highlands just 2 off of Shadron State turnovers. Eagles shooting 33%. That's the exact same percentage as Highlands here in the first half. And a Highlands offensive foul on Godnett. We'll give it back to CSC. And that is Godnett's 3rd personal foul here in the first half. And up off the bench comes Tupuwata quickly. They buzzed the bench. Tupuwata into the game. But the official said, hold on. They had already awarded the basketball to CSC, and it was in play. 2:40 to go before the half. It's a one-point game. Highlands has the lead on the West Coast scoreboard, 23-22. Collins turnaround jumper just breathes on the iron barely and knocked over underneath is Schaefer. Looks like a rebounding foul inside, and that's on Collins. It'll be her third. Kyla will come out for Maddie Metzger. So two forwards with 3 first-half fouls. Collins and Godnett. One for each side. Collins frustrated as she walks by in front of us to sit on the bench with those 3 first half fouls. 23-22 game. And the Eagles will match up in the front court. Person on person with Highlands running its offense. Ball has not made it inside the three-point arc yet. Aaron Graham, arms up in the face of Valencia, gets the ball to Schaefer. Keely Pierce is her defender. Pass to left for Woodruff. Slides the ball to Baca. Starts to cycle into the elbow. Picks up the dribble, needs a help. 4 seconds on the shot clock. 3 seconds. Drive up and a layup put in by Woodruff. And Woodruff, pretty good reserve guard from El Paso, has had a nice game today. First basket, but she's been on the floor doing a lot of things. She was the one who came out with a cut arm. Very active on the floor. Oh, goodness. Now an offensive foul on Shadron State. It's going back to Highlands as Kendra Balcom ticketed for a foul on the side of the key. First personal on Balcom. 1:50 to go here in quarter two. With 25-22, Cowgirls with the lead. Minute 43. Dribbling left, Woodruff. Lobs the ball in. Baca catches it. Faces the basket. Drives it on Maddie Metzger. Finds a second defender in Balcom. Basketball passed out. Woodruff deflected. Schaefer's got it. In between the rings. 8 on the shot clock. Schaefer driving left. Stepping. Rejected. Keely Pierce blocked a shot, and she took it away. Long lead pass ahead. Beautiful look for Rodriguez. She'll fight off the defender and use the left to score. 1:15 to go, and Shadron State down 1, 25-24. On a good run out there by CSC with Rodriguez finishing it up. 6 points, now 8 in the first half for Letty after a scoreless game against Pueblo. Nice response for her on a Saturday. Here's a pull-up J in the lane. That's good. Tupuwata scores. 55 seconds to go in the half. She's got 5 points. Aaron Graham and the Eagle offense looking to try and tie this up maybe with a 3. Aaron's got it. Open look. Takes the shot at it. Down it goes. We're tied. Aaron Graham makes it 27-27 as Graham sticks a 3-pointer. Her first tray on her first try from back behind that arc here tonight. 32 seconds to go. And Highlands, their lead has been erased. Shadron State winning this second quarter 16-10. Plus 6 for the Eagles as Schaefer works the dribble left. Straight away, Rodriguez defending. Woodruff going to cross back over. Use a screen. Drive to the basket on the left side. Runs into 2 defenders. And in between Balcom and that second defender, a foul is called on Shadron State. Foul goes on Kendra. It's her second. So Collins with 3. Balcom with 2. And all of a sudden, there's foul trouble with the forwards for Shadron State. Callie Feddersen's going to return. And Pierce comes out. Baseline inbound, no bonus yet for Highlands. Ball lofted pretty high. Baca had to reach high and get that ball. Thrown left for Valencia. Valencia going to probe in, bring it out, get it to Woodruff. She'll take a dribble, hesitate, scoop it to Valencia. Boy, that's a deep three from Sioux County almost. That's no good. And we go to halftime as nobody could get the rebound before the break. 27-27, a good one here at the break. Tied up in Chicoin Center. Coming up, we'll have your stats and your look around the RMAC schedule and scores from last night and today. Chadron State Lady Eagles tied with New Mexico Highlands, the Cowgirls, 27 up here on 97.5.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Dewey here. If you're still trying to find that perfect gift for someone on your list, swing by Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. Right now, we have gaming chairs on sale from $14.98 to $7.88. We have cooling pillows, oil-infused pillows, weighted blankets, infinity massage chairs, and more. Of course, if you're still looking for a new dining set, living room set, or maybe even some end tables or coffee tables for the holidays, we have those too. We'll even deliver on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas from all of us at Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, West 6th Street in Chatham, where your Christmas wishes begin.
It is halftime here in the Chicoin Center, and we've got a really nice basketball game shaping up here for the second half. Chadron State's going to have to scratch and claw for this one. Highlands, a 1-13 team in the RMAC, has come in and played much better than that record. Chadron State is 5-9, and they right now are tied with Highlands 27-27. A good first half of action. A lot of runs in the first half. Highlands had three-pointers go down early. Chadron State fought that off. Highlands got up, I believe, 19-11 at one point. Chadron State able to work it back to a 27-27 tie at the break. Let's look at the first half stat book. And leading all scorers in the game is Ida Valencia for Highlands. She is 4 out of 9 with 2 3-pointers, 10 total points, the only double-figure scorer in the game. 5 points for Tupuwata, 4 for Baca, 3 for Grulé, and Schaefer, 2 points for Woodruff to give you the 27 for Highlands. They're shooting 36%, 11 of 31, 4 out of 10, 40% from 3, and only taking one free throw, and it was a make. Chadron State's 27 points put together by 8 from Letty Rodriguez on 2 of 6 from the floor. She is 4 for 4 at the foul line. 5 points for Aaron Graham, 4 for Kyla Collins, 3 for Feddersen and Newens, Balcom and Pierce each with 2. Chadron State shooting 37%, just 1% better than Highlands. They've made one fewer basket, 10 of 27. Eagles not able to hit the three-pointers at the rate of Highlands in that first half. 2 for 7, 29%. But CSC taking advantage of the foul line. One of our assignments to victory for CSC was to win the foul line. So far, 5 out of 6, 83%. Pretty darn good from there. Rebounding, Chadron State plus 1, 19 to 18. Eagles with 9 rebounds for Callie Feddersen. And if I remember right, it was 7 at least, maybe 8 in the first quarter for Callie Feddersen today. 3 for Keely Pierce, a lot of 2s and 1s the rest of the way of that 19. Highlands got 7 rebounds in the first half for Tupuwata, 3 for Valencia, the second leading rebounder. Both teams have 3 rebounds on the offensive side. Highlands with 6 assisted baskets, Eagles with 4. Highlands 7 turnovers, Chadron State 9. Eagles with 2 block shots, Pierce and Balcom. 0 for Highlands and 0 steals for Highlands as well. Chadron State has 2 steals, Pierce and Kyla Collins. Bench points, Chadron State 9, Highlands 7. Second chance points, Highlands getting 8 of those, Chadron State 5. Points off of the turnovers, Chadron State 9, Highlands with just 2. That's how things look in the stat book after the first half. We'll return with a look around the RMAC games that happened last night, today's schedule, and a few finals, including a buzzer-beating 3-pointer to win it. I'll tell you where that game happened and who won it after this. You're listening to Chadron State Women's Basketball on 97.5.
Christmas is a time for giving, and Wallstrom Ford is once again collecting toys for our Toys for Tots program to distribute to children in our community. Just bring a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more with your receipt by December 18th, and you'll receive a certificate for a free oil change to be used by February 28th. Limit 2 per household, please. Help us make this season a little brighter for a little boy or girl in our community. Remember, you only have till December 18th. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatham.
It's Chadron State basketball game day today, and the Eagles with a 27-27 score against New Mexico Highlands in women's hoops. Let's look around what's going on in the RMAC. Yesterday, Highlands was at Regis and got blown out 77-46. UCCS over Westminster Friday, 70-44. South Dakota Mines took care of Western State 53-37 Friday. CSU Pueblo, number 4 in America, extends its winning streak to 20 in a row by beating CSC 77-54. And Black Hills State took down Colorado Mesa 64-66. Full slate of games today, and we'll start up in Rapid City, where South Dakota Mines was beaten at home by Colorado Mesa 59-58. Mesa 4th in the conference, Mines 9th. Western State, 13th in the conference, going to Black Hills State, which is 8th, but a tough team always in Spearfish. Western wins it on a last-second three-pointer, 59-56. The Mountaineers take down the Yellow Jackets in Spearfish. Colorado Mines, number 7 in the women's standings, just destroying Adams State, which is last. A 30-point lead for the Ore Diggers, 56-26. That game is in the third quarter. Westminster is number 11 in the women's standings. They're in Denver today playing Metro State, which is 6th. And Metro leads that one big time, 42-18 Roadrunners at halftime. Showdown at Regis tonight, number 1 and number 2 in the women's standings. CSU Pueblo taking on Regis. That's a close one at the halftime break. Pueblo 32, Regis 28. We'll try and pass along a final if we get it before our broadcast is done here today. No score update yet from Fort Lewis and Colorado Christian, a matchup of number 5 and number 10 in the conference. And, of course, our game, Highlands 14th in the standings, Shadron State 12th. And we're tied up, haven't decided anything just yet. 27-27, Highlands and CSC. And we will continue with second half Shadron State basketball after this. Tied at 27, the Eagles looking to win it and get their 6th of the season in conference. We'll be back with more Eagle Hoops coming up on 97.5.
Christmas is a time for giving, and Wallstrom Ford is once again collecting toys for our Toys for Tots program to distribute to children in our community. Just bring a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more with your receipt by December 18th, and you'll receive a certificate for a free oil change to be used by February 28th. Limit 2 per household, please. Help us make this season a little brighter for a little boy or girl in our community. Remember, you only have till December 18th. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatham.